Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Call Joseph Jesus' father. Are you kidding me? That is outright blasphemy. So they attack the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. Now, everybody knows this scripture, John 3:16. Who would like to quote it? Who would like to quote it? I'll read it. I'll save you some time. I won't put you on the spot. Yeah, everybody knows. Well, whenever you go to, you guys will probably see it tonight at the game. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave what? His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, so when we believe that Jesus Christ was the only begotten Son of God, here's what the NIV and the ESV does to it. The NIV does this. It says, "For God so loved the world." Now I want you to pay attention to this, because this is tricky. "That He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." There's big problems there. Because if you look at 1 John chapter 3, 2, look at 1 John chapter 3, 2. Yeah, you need to write these down. Here's what 1 John 3, 2 says. It says, "Beloved, now we are the sons of God." I'll just stop there. So, NIV cannot be right when it says his one and only Son. And in 1 John 3, 2, even in the NIV Bible, it says, "Ye are the children of God." They removed the word sons, but King James is clear that we are the sons of God too. Yes.
I don't want to be...
This is Bible study. Open up.
I don't want to disagree on that statement. You have to understand that in the original translation, that means the Greek New Testament, the word "only begotten" is monogenes.
Mm-hmm.
Which means in the same nature.
Mm-hmm.
Only Son describes that Jesus is the only being.
Mm-hmm.
Nature with God means He is God, not like us.
Right.
And so that means that in 1 John that you're describing, the word there in Greek is not monogenes, but children.
Okay.
So there is no discrepancy in what you're describing.
Okay.
We are children of God through adoption.
Through adoption, absolutely right.
He's not adopted. He is monogenes. I mean, in the same nature with God. He was in the beginning with God, and that's why there is no discrepancy.
Okay.
Both translations are correct.
Yeah. Okay.
John 3:16 is correct when it says that Jesus is the only Son of God. The only means monogenes.
All right, Fred, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Now, Fred, as people that don't know Greek, we wouldn't know that. Yeah, as somebody that doesn't know Greek, we would not know that. And the way it's written in English, "one and only," assumes that He's the only one. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the appearance of this rewrite removes that. Because whenever they say "one and only Son," anybody in English, a fifth grader, would tell you.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.